Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Homeder.
Well, inflation expectations have been coming back all year. And last week, we had a five-year break-even hit a new four-month high, underscoring new concerns about price pressures and where it's going. The Dow finished the week up 1.7%, S&P up 1.9%, NASDAQ up 2.6%, the MSCI International Index up 0.8%. Oil closing around $80 a barrel, and bonds right now year-to-date are flat. So we went from a point where markets were up 8%, 9%, 15%. Now they're off 5% to 6%. Bonds are flat. They were looking like they were going to have a pretty good year. And so people started asking me, well, what's going on here? Well, one metric that the Fed has focused on is inflation and wages. And we just saw this past week, the fourth quarter unit labor costs come in. Now, this data was more aggressive than the Fed would like. It came in at 3.2%. Now, they were looking for 1.1%. And the bottom line is, between the price index, the ISM report that we just saw on Wednesday, and unit labor costs, these are all hotter than expected. And so there's not a lot of evidence right now that what the Fed is doing is working in a meaningful way. So if that continues to get higher and more pressure, then the Fed's going to continue to get more hawkish, continue to raise rates, and that certainly will result in pain for stocks, bonds, and most widely held risk assets. So as we begin today, I wanted to do a quick dive into the technicals, because obviously we want to know levels of where things are going to be going. You know, I like to do that. So we're going to be talking about technicals right now. So starting with the broad S&P 500, we were just talking about year-to-date where it is. And the S&P 500 stalled in mid-February near the 4,200 level. And that's important because it has a psychological impact, and it also has a derivative market function as well. Now, the pullback started to come mid-February as we saw higher inflation numbers that I just talked about. And we saw the market pull back about 6%. So the latest drop has people asking right now, in fact, I heard a lot of this past week from analysts around the street, wondering if there's a new bottom that's coming, a new tradable bottom. And I'm going to say, unfortunately, today, the answer is not clear as we look at the technicals. So let's just look and see where we are and what we could be looking at. There's something called the Fibonacci rule. Can look it up, Fibonacci. And this is a function of how measuring technicals show you where the market could go. We're watching that right now, and the S&P fell to within 2 points of what we call the 38% retracement, again, using this Fibonacci rule. This dates back to October of last year, because October of last year is where the lows actually came in. And if we break through that level, that's where it could drop further. So right now we're seeing the range between 3927 on the S&P on the downside and 4029. Now, you recall that Friday we closed at 4045. So 4029 was the ceiling. We've gone through that. And I think the trading range we're going to see right now is 3927 to 4029. That's your support. If we break the rally that we saw in October, then get ready. I think we could see 3844 on the downside in the S&P 500. So bottom line right now for the S&P 500, we're going to stay range bound in this area. And until we get any sort of meaningful catalyst regarding inflation, expect the trading range to stay within that tight area. Now, the market has three critical economic reports that we're going to be looking at in the next 2 weeks. First, we want to look at the jobs report. That's going to come out a week from yesterday. Then we have the CPI, which is a straight measure of inflation. And if those numbers echo what we just saw in the European data that came out and show that our economy is frankly just too hot and inflation is bouncing, again, that's going to put pressure on stocks And I'm not going to be surprised if the S&P 500 gives back most, if not all, of those year-to-date gains. From a tactical preference, right now, if you're thinking about being defensive in this sort of environment, look for high dividend-paying stocks, also value over growth, continue to say that, and if you've made some money in growth, then maybe you take some chips off the table. What sort of downside could we see? Well, again, the support level is 39.12, but beyond that, you're at 38.08, and beyond that is 37.83. So I don't think we're going to get to 4,100 before we see the 39.12, and that's how I see it.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.